The announcement comes a day after the publication of a report that found civil servants and doctors exposed patients to unacceptable risks by giving them blood transfusion or blood products tainted with HIV or hepatitis from the 1970s to the early 1990s. An estimated 3,000 people died. About 30,000 people were infected. Cabinet Office Minister John Glenn told lawmakers that those affected,
you will be eligible to claim compensation under the scheme.
In an interview with Sky News, Hannah Lister, whose father was infected with hepatitis C, says that people are still not getting the recognition that they deserve.
You know, parents who've lost children who've lost parents, there's still no recognition of these people, and it's not good enough.
Another victim, Stu McLean, told Sky News,
I've always wanted criminal from day one, and I'll be happy with criminal. Schemes and money don't mean nothing to me.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.